It's time for an update on things happening in schools around Branch County. And today we focus on the adult education programs. And welcome in the studio, Jan Storrs, involved with education for a lot of years here in Branch County, but holding up the program right now for the adults. Give people kind of the scope of what falls under your program right now under this for adult ed and alternative ed.
Adult ed really is kind of a mixture of lots of things. You know, we have the GED program, and it's offered right now at Coldwater High School at Michigan Works, and we do a by appointment program in Union City. So we have four little things going on there. ESL we offer at Coldwater High School also.
That's English as a second language.
English as a second language, yes. And we have a group English as a second language of ladies at Lincoln Learning Center in the afternoons. And we are currently trying really hard to get a morning English as a second language class for those who work 2 to 10. We have a large population that works at afternoon shift that can't come to the evening program that we have at CHS. So we're working hard to constantly expand what we have. We'd love to get something going in Bronson. Mm-hmm. I think some of the Bronson people have trouble sometimes getting into our building.
Yeah. Is it space? Is it instructors? What kind of holds you back on that?
Instructors. There are a lot of people who feel qualified to teach English as a second language. There are some certifications, but again, we work around that as much as we can. The teachers we have all have lots of experience teaching it. They've grown up a lot, done a lot of their early training at Larson, which has a large population. So the people we have are really good, but again, not a lot of people feel qualified to try that population.
Well, and again, for folks who do learn English, though, it opens so many doors for them that they many times right now are closed for them, right?
Yes, and most of them come in, like you say, right now wanting to advance in their jobs or get into some sort of training at the college level or something like that. We are currently in the process of doing an extensive follow-up survey that the state kind of requires right now because it's a tremendous amount of time. And as you can imagine how difficult it is to try and get a hold of people that were in 6 months ago, 9 months ago, 12 months ago. They don't tend to answer emails or even things that you send in the mail. So we're doing a Survey Monkey thing and working really, really hard to get that done. And we're finally getting some responses, but it is incredibly time consuming and difficult to get people to respond back. You know, when you get a text that says survey, don't you sort of pass it on most of the time? So trying to convince them that they need to do that for the help of the program.
So what kind of information are you trying to gather through that survey?
How many of them are working and at what level, and how many have gone on to some sort of post training somewhere, college or, you know, a trade school or something.
Right. Jan Storrs with the Adult Education Program here in Branch County with us. One area that that you'd like to expand the numbers on are GED, right?
Correct. We have lots and lots of ESL students coming in. You know, we've had a major influx of people in our community in the last 5 to 10 years. It's a completely different community, and the ESL students are so anxious to learn the language. They just flock in and have wonderful attitudes, and some of the greatest people I've met in Branch County. The GED students has changed, the numbers of GED students has changed since COVID and the restrictions. A lot of businesses now don't require the GED to get an advancement or to get more money, so that population doesn't have that little kick in the butt to come as much as they used to. So we're doing okay. You know, we have 16 out of 80 students are GED, but you can see the population difference there. Mm-hmm. We're doing mostly ESL right now.
I would think, though, down the road, again, if the economy shifts and jobs get filled, and down the road, the folks will actually need those degrees.
I do believe they will. Like I say, it's just kind of, I think, a glitch right now because of COVID and things changing so much in our society.
Taking people with a pulse, basically, at businesses.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And so that's changed a little bit. Like I say, we have enough. It's not that we can't function with what we have, but we know there are more students out there that would truly benefit from it. They just don't have the kick right now.
Yeah. You actually kind of do rolling enrollment throughout the year, right?
We do. It's constant, yes. We're almost at 100 right now. We had 200 last year all year. So you can see, I think that's ahead of pace. You know, I think that's pretty big. We're even thinking maybe if it continues at this pace, we might have to try and get another afternoon ESL teacher, and we do have somebody in the wings for that one if we need to. We have three sections of ESL classes going every night, and the 20 to 25 people when they're all there, that's a big group for an ESL class.
Yeah. All right. If folks want more information about the programs, they know someone that needs to get signed up for it, whether it's the GED or ESL or any other programs you guys offer, what's the best way to do it?
The best way is just to come into the high school Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday from 3:30 to 6:30, or to can go to Michigan Works from 9 to 12 on Wednesday and Thursday. They can go to Lincoln Learning Center Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday from 1 to 3, or Union City is by appointment. I did want to say one thing, because most people don't know this. A good portion of this GED program now is done online. We don't have classes in the technical sense of classes. We do a lot of the assignments online, and students don't have to come in like every day or anything like that, just once a week, once every couple of weeks, so we can get them in the right places to learn what they need to lead. Again, that was kind of a byproduct of COVID. Yeah. We found out that we can do a lot of this work online. Yeah. So students who are afraid they don't have the time or they can't come that 3:30 to 6:30 need to know they only have to come once in a while to, you know, kind of supervise what they're doing and give them their assignments.
Well, it takes away some of those barriers that way.
It does. It does. It does lose the relationship part a little bit, though. You know, when you don't see them every day, you see them when they walk in just to take their final test. It's like, you know, yeah, I've been talking to them on the phone for the past, you know, 3 months or something, but, you know, I don't know their face as well and their persona as well as I would like to.
An update
downside.
An update on the adult education programs with Jan Storrs this morning.